Making Rain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. With little rain available for most of this summer, plants still needed water to grow. Irrigation systems were about the only way to save some of those crops. Chuck Denny reports.
Hot, dusty, and dry. That pretty much sums up the summer of 2005 in northwest Tennessee. While farmers here haven't seen the drought conditions of America's Corn Belt, it's still been a tough year for producers. Harvest won't be disastrous, but could be somewhat disappointing. Tim Smith is UT Extension Director for Obion County.
We're pretty bad in this part of the state. Obion County and Wickley and Henry and Dyer, we're the big grain producing counties, and for the most part, we're extremely dry.
But in some fields, yields will be just fine. That's because some crops were grown with help from a pivot irrigation system. John Clore's field hasn't seen rain in a month, but he has an irrigation system in place to protect his corn and soybeans.
It's an expensive way to farm.
But it's an expense Clore says he can hardly live without. Irrigated crops sometimes have double the yields of so-called dry fields.
With irrigated crop, actually, once you can get it up, well, you know, you'd like an occasional rain, but I'm pretty much good with it just running the irrigation. But, of course, I got a lot more ground that I need it to rain on a regular basis.
UT Extension agent Clint Bain works with farmers in Dyer County. While irrigation isn't a financial option for everyone, Bain says think of it as insurance.
But I see irrigation as a risk management tool. It's something that can guarantee you better yields each year.
Drip irrigation is becoming more and more common on Tennessee farms. Here, irrigation tubes are buried in the soil to deliver water between crop rows. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.